Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Everyone's trying to stretch their money. One way to save money on health care is to lower your out-of-pocket medical expenses. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but one health care expense that continues to rise each year: prescription drugs. The National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey says Americans spent more than $234 billion on prescription drugs in 2008, which is more than double what was spent 10 years ago. Nearly half the people surveyed had taken a prescription drug within the past month. The reality is, many people can't live without their medication. Too often, people try to stretch their medicine by taking it less frequently, which is a very bad idea, to try and ease their financial strain. So how can you safely cut prescription drug costs? In a word, generics. Using generic versions of name brand medicines can save you a lot of money. But there's a little glitch. Many of the newer drugs that are being prescribed don't have generic options, or at least not yet. So while this lack of generic options leaves few low-cost alternatives, there are still ways to do it. In order to reduce the amount of money you spend on prescriptions, check drug manufacturer websites to see if they offer coupons or discounts on their medications. The brand name prescription may still be expensive to fill, but with a coupon, at least you shaved a little off the price. Consider transferring your prescription to another national pharmacy. The big chains like Walgreens, Target, Walmart, and CVS, for example, often offer store gift cards for doing this. And don't forget to set up and use a flexible spending account to offset the cost of prescription drugs and many OTC drugs or over-the-counter medications. The new flexible spending account rules for 2011, however, now require your doctor to write a prescription for these over-the-counter meds, even as basic as Tylenol. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.